Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We got an email from a woman named Lisa who says she recently got asked out by a really cute guy, set up a date, but never actually went out on the planned date.
Okay.
I feel like I set up dates a lot and never happens. Yeah. That is common.
In the email, she didn't say the name of this guy, but Lisa, you say cute, charming man, never went out. I'm assuming it's me.
What?
And Lisa, I just want to say I'm sorry. I guess I was just busy, or maybe I forgot. I don't know. But will you forgive me?
There's only one cute, charming guy in the whole city.
That's the only one I could think of.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm so sorry, Lisa.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she sounds heartbroken. Sounds real heartbroken, Jeffrey.
I don't know. I could send you, like, a signed T-shirt or something. Would that make things better?
How about if you just help me with my real second date situation?
Lisa's not here for your shenanigans, yeah. Jeffrey. Yeah.
All right, well, tell us about the other cute guy that you want us to call. What's his name?
His name is Drew.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, Drew's a hot dude name.
Yeah, all right.
Sure. Ugly Drews.
All right, okay. If you think so, Jose, that's fine. Where'd you meet Drew?
I was out on happy hour with my friends at work, and he was there with a few of my coworkers. We have a mutual friend in common. She was sort of, like nudging me with her elbow.
Okay.
Like, go over there, kind of talk to him a little bit.
That's so fun. I love that.
I like how her voice keeps getting higher and higher the more she talks.
And it really does in real life, too. Like, come on, you know you want to.
So how did you and Drew, I don't know, spark a connection?
So we hit it off really great over drinks that one night, and he got my number from my friend and reached out to me and texted me saying he wanted to go out on a date.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Cool. All right.
And you were obviously excited. What happened from then?
So he really took charge with the date planning. He said he wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh, fun.
And I think maybe my friend was sort of like giving him some advice on some things that I liked. So I think they were like in cahoots.
Oh.
I know. You like people in cahoots. It's a good sign.
Cahoots are fun.
Yeah, it means that this guy is really interested in you.
Okay. So what happened?
Yeah, the day came and I totally forgot that I already had another obligation with my family.
Oh.
So every third Friday of the month, we have like a pizza board game night, and it's something we've been doing for years. And now that my brother and I are both out of the house, like, it's a good way to connect with our parents. And,
that's
you know,
cute.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, but you can ditch mom and dad if you do it every month, right? Like, you can ditch one Thursday.
Actually, no, I can't because it's sort of a mandatory thing. Like, I've never missed one, and I think that they would be really hurt if I didn't show up.
Mandatory family game night.
Guys, it's like Christmas. It's a mandatory thing.
Okay,
so
well, you know, if mom and dad are still paying for your car insurance, I guess.
Yeah. Mandatory doesn't go with fun to me.
Listen, okay. I'm close with my parents, and I 1,000% agree with you. This would be something I wouldn't want to miss every month either.
Did you reschedule with him?
I explained the situation, and he was honestly, like, super cool and open about it. He was like, if you really want, like, I can just come with you. And I was like, I mean, that's kind of a lot for, like, a first date, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, he wanted to actually go to the family game night?
He was totally open to it.
I told you, this guy is so into her.
I was going to say, I mean, that's I love lot. Families. I'd be down too.
I don't know. For like a first date?
I don't care.
It's a lot, but I don't know this guy.
More people for me to talk to.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you say to that suggestion?
Well, before I said yes, I had to ask my parents. And they were a little reluctant at first, but I think they came around to the idea after I explained to them sort of how he is.
Oh. I'm laughing. I'm imagining your dad's like, well, how old is this gentleman?
I
would like
permission.
To speak to his father first.
Get him to sign a permission slip from both of his parents and bring it back to me, dated and notarized.
Oh, my God. That's a lot, but okay. So
you got to do what you got to do.
Right. So it happened.
Yeah, so he met me over at my parents' house.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, that's commitment.
It shocks me, but you think
Jeffrey's so uncomfortable because he's thinking about bringing someone home to his mom.
Oh, anybody.
Oh my God.
Who's a lot? His mom's a lot.
I'm breaking out in hives thinking about it. But so I guess tell us how things went with Drew with your family.
I feel like everybody was getting along super well. We were laughing. You know, had a couple glasses of wine.
That's awesome.
Perfect.
I feel like it's hard to be romantic though on a first date when the parents are there. Like, you can't do anything sexy.
I think that part of your expectation shifts, right? Like, so now it's more about getting to know somebody and getting to know their family.
Family mode.
Not necessarily like trying to grab her boobs in front of her dad.
Okay, yeah. Skip right to the boring part of the relationship.
Right? In the middle of charades, by the way, your butt looks so good.
Yeah. Okay, but keep going.
Things are going well.
So we ended up doing like a truth or dare card game.
Oh, that's with your family?
That could be dangerous.
Yeah.
Cards Against Humanity or anything.
What kind of truth or dare questions were asked?
Well, there was a dare card that he pulled, and it was to box the person sitting right in front of you, which was my mom.
Box?
Why is that a card? Them?
Was it awkward or was it funny?
Yeah.
I think a little bit of both.
Why? What happened?
Because your mom got up and punched him in the face?
Yeah.
I think my mom got a little too excited because she ended up, like, knocking him down.
Whoa.
Oh, she clocked him?
It popped him in the nose?
Yeah.
Did he cry? Was he bleeding?
Mom tagged dad in and he finished him off. It was a whole family.
Okay. You guys.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting carried away.
What happened? He's on the ground. What happened? He got back up and...
So he got back up and he just brushed himself off and he was a super great sport about it. I think, you know, about an hour after that, he said that he needed to go home and fix his lip.
It was just busted open.
I'm sure.
And your parents didn't even want to, like, help him clean it up. They were like, that's what you get on family pizza night.
I mean, your mom felt bad, right? Your mom had to have felt bad.
Yes, we're making fun of it. Of course she felt bad.
You know, I warned him it was his own funeral.
I don't think that he meant that you meant literally. It's like a figure of speech.
I see what you're saying. In a way, he punched himself in the face.
Oh.
So he went home an hour after that. And what? Have you spoken to him since?
We've texted back and forth a little bit, but it's not like the same enthusiasm.
This is boring.
Okay. I mean, we know why,
yeah,
right?
There's like, no that mystery at all. Your mom beat him up, and that's why I would never call you back either.
It's very emasculating
to get beaten up by the mom.
Well, we should ask you, I mean, Lisa, can you think of any awkward moments on the date where maybe things kind of got out of
hand?
She's like, no, can't think of
anything.
It was weird.
Well, okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. We're going to come back. We'll call Drew for you and try and get you your second date update. Okay, Lisa?
Okay.
Okay.
There is a darkness behind her. I can tell. We'll be right out of it. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're on the phone with one of our listeners, Lisa. She took a guy named Drew to her family's pizza game night. And this never happens.
Yeah.
No,
but
it doesn't.
We actually have audio from their first date.
Do we?
Are you being for real?
Yeah, let's listen. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And that was family time.
That was amazing. Because while playing Truth or Dare, one of the dare cards said to fight the person directly across from you. And for Drew, that was Lisa's mom.
Uh-huh.
So mom got out her boxing gloves.
She was about it, dude.
And decked him right in the living room. But then, you know, an hour later, Drew decided it was time to probably leave and fix his bleeding lip.
When the swelling and pain kicked in.
Yeah, so that's kind of how the night ended.
Aww.
You know,
and Lisa isn't 100% sure why he's been avoiding her since.
Funniest. Your mom beat him up. I cannot say that enough. It's very obvious.
Yeah, is this something that happens frequently for you, Lisa?
No, I've never had this happen before.
Okay. Oh, only the special guys get this treatment.
Yeah, we can spin it that way.
I mean, the thing is, in Lisa's defense, your family sounds very fun, very competitive, okay? Maybe a little too competitive. And, like, it just sounds like he got scared off.
Yeah.
If I was going to say it in a nice way.
In all honesty.
Yeah. I just really hope that I can convince him to come on another date with me, maybe without the family in tow.
Yeah, I think definitely without the family.
But is he cuter to you when he's conscious or unconscious?
That is not funny, Jeffrey.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay. I'm just asking. Maybe it's time for us to give him a call and see what he has to say. You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right.
You're so kind.
I know. Another sucker punch to him, by
Here
the way.
Here we go. I'm going to dial the number right now.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Drew.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Drew. How you doing? My name is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a second to talk with us?
What is this about?
This is about a segment that we do on our show called the Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before?
No. Like, what's going on?
So here's how it works. If you go out on a date with somebody and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to your date for you to figure out the reason why they've been ghosting.
I haven't been ghosting anybody.
No. Okay.
She did say they were texting back and forth a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
This girl feels like you've been a little bit hard to get a hold of. Her name is Lisa.
I remember Lisa.
Okay.
Yes.
And her family.
Yeah, we heard about her family.
Yeah.
You heard all about that?
She told us some of the details of what happened at Family Pizza Night.
And I gotta say, props to you, man. It sounds like you were really into her if you're willing to go to a family fun night at her parents' house. Like, especially last minute.
Yeah. I mean, when she brought it up, it sounded fun, but it didn't turn out fun.
Yeah. Which part of the night would you say was the least amount of fun for you?
Probably the punching me in the face.
Oh. When her mom punched you?
Yeah, and it seems so purposeful, too. Like, they set it all up and everything.
What?
Well,
hold on. We didn't
She told us that it was part of Truth or Dare. It was one of the dare cards that you drew, and unfortunately, her mom was sitting across from you.
They could have easily set it up. It felt like that, at least. Her brother, you know, we went to go to the kitchen to go get a beer, and he's like, look, if my family's not a fan of you, then they're going to kick your ass, is what he said. Yeah.
So wait, he actually threatened you when you guys were in the kitchen. And you didn't think he was being funny. It wasn't like a joke. Ha ha.
I mean, I did think it was a joke at the time, but then I was laying on the carpet in the living room and I was like, oh, wait, no.
Oh, wait, maybe he wasn't joking anymore.
Maybe he wasn't joking.
It was super random that all of a sudden there were boxing gloves available. All of us were kind of confused about.
Yeah, but a lot of people work. I have some in my trunk of my car right now.
Okay.
Yeah, and people work out in their living room and she could have just
had them.
Look,
you don't understand. Like, it seemed like they literally set this up. There were two sets of boxing gloves in the closet. Her mom grabbed one. Lisa said, she's really good. Don't go lightly. And I was like, what? Wait, she's your mom. And then all of a sudden, her brother brought out this boxing bell, dinged it.
What?
And then her mom just like went right on in.
You got set up, man. You got set up.
Wait, though, was Lisa in on it? Like, maybe this is just something her family is doing.
She seemed like she was having a great time. Her mom danced over my prone body.
Bro, this is like the plot to Get Out.
Yeah.
They were all in on
exactly,
it.
Exactly. This felt like the white version of Get Out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
They got you out. It worked.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make this any worse for you, but I do need to tell you about to get a little bit weirder.
It's another setup.
I told you, another sucker punch.
Yeah, because Lisa's actually on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
Surprise, Lisa.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
What in the world?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
So embarrassed.
So wait, so you don't think this is weird at all? That your family and your brother, like, came up to me as I was leaving. He's like, you're a
What?
Yeah, he was being a about it, Lisa.
Oh.
Well, in her brother's defense, he wasn't totally wrong.
Oh, come on.
I mean, he got beat up by the mom.
Come on, Lisa,
why aren't you coming in and apologizing profusely?
I really am so incredibly embarrassed. I just don't know what to say. I just sort of wish you would have lasted like a minute or two longer to earn their respect.
What are you talking about?
They don't mess around. I warned you before you came over that it would be your funeral.
What?
No, what's that? Is this what you guys do?
Hey, bring a knife, by the way.
How many guys has your mom knocked out?
Ooh, this is the best question that's been asked.
Hell yeah.
That's true. What is it?
Lisa?
Well, the last person I had over for family game nights was my high school boyfriend, and that was years ago.
He's dead.
Yeah. So... where's he buried?
So wait, this has happened before? Your mom has wanted to box your boyfriends in the past?
It's sort of like a rite of passage. So yeah, they do box, but he lasted a lot longer.
What? Oh, wow.
It's like a test of a lot of sorts. Like manliness.
How are you okay with this, Lisa?
To be honest, I thought my mom went kind of easy on him. She could have done way more damage.
Oh, really?
I kind of wish I saw this.
What are you talking about, Lisa? You saw her. She was like a tiger that was unchained.
I don't know. She smelled blood in the water or something. She was quick, but honestly, she held back.
Now I'm confused why Lisa even called us for help. It sounds like she just wants to rub it in this guy's face.
I don't know. Maybe it's a good sign, right, Lisa? Maybe there's still potential with Drew and your family.
Yeah, that's true.
I called you guys because I really like him, and I think that there's potential in the future to do better.
Wait, okay. Like a rematch?
What do you want me to do? You want me to take some boxing lessons?
Yeah, what's going on?
Go against the brother.
Yeah, she'll take you to like a little meat locker. You can punch the little things hanging from the ceiling. Have a little Rocky moment.
This is so weird.
No, I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
As soon as you get a KO on her mom, then that means it's marriage time. Like, what is going on?
I want to watch this. I hope this is a pay-per-view because I would love the rematch. I want to order
this
it.
This is so weird.
Even though you went down early, I think my mom really saw something in you that night.
What?
That's good.
Yeah, that... blood and fear.
I think she really saw potential for you and like a future for us. And I think, you know, maybe if you take a couple boxing classes with her, you'll improve.
Rematch, rematch.
Well, in that case, we would love, Drew, to offer to send you out for a rematch with Lisa's mom.
No, we need to get a date. Let them go on a date
this
without the mother.
This is a date in Lisa's mind. We'll send you out with Lisa one more time, and we'll pay for it. What do you say?
On God's green earth, I will never do family pizza night again, okay?
Yikes.
Yeah. Okay.
Match over.
TKO.
I guess Lisa's brother was right. You kind of are a p***.
Don't even, Jeff.
That's not fair.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.